I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Only a few weeks for predator hunting in West Virginia, but give it a shot. You might be surprised at what you'll turn up. We'll talk a little more about it coming up in a moment right after this. During the cold days of winter, when it's too cold to fish and most hunting seasons are closed, sportsmen are often looking for an excuse to get out of the house. Well, why not give predator calling a try? There's a range of critters you might be able to lure in close enough for a shot if you're crafty.
Coyotes, foxes, bobcats. So there's even a few guys that'll call raccoons in. There's subtle differences. I mean, the general theme is typically a distress call of some kind, and it'll work for about anything that's predatory.
That's Lee Strawn, biologist with the DNR's Romney office, who says setting up a distress call can bring them running or maybe even just creeping in.
I would say that all depends on the individual animal in that case, but typically what will happen is, if you're talking gray fox compared to bobcat or something to that effect, a gray fox typically will come in aggressively. Bobcat will have a tendency to be a little more cautious and stop and look on its way in. Depending on your camouflage and whether or not you keep still, you can get them essentially right in front of you.
Setting up an electronic call at a distance is a key, and what distance depends on you.
You know, if you're using a rifle, you can obviously get away with setting it a little further away, but keep in mind whether you're going to be using a rifle or a shotgun. If you're using a shotgun, obviously it'll have to be closer to you, but if you set a call, you know, at a little further away from you, it takes the focus off of you and puts it on where the sound's being emitted from. And if you do it in such a way that you have a vantage point, in other words, set it downhill from you, or you know, if you're at the edge of the woods and the caller's out into the field there a little bit, use it to your advantage.
And it wouldn't hurt to add a decoy to that, because that'll take all the attention off you. Start your calling aggressively, but after a few minutes, ease up and just listen. Something might be coming in, and you'll miss it. All the while, remember, these critters have a nose like few others.
Scent is something you want to be keenly aware of, because not all the time, but a lot of the time, these critters are coming in cautiously because they're not sure what is causing the prey item to be in distress.
The season ends at the end of this month, with the exception of the coyotes that are legal year-round, and you can hunt them after dark up until July 1. Give it a try, and you might discover a new challenge in the outdoors. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.